This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs, and Pastor Terry Priestap has completed a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. Power, used properly, is a wonderful thing. Weakness is despised by everyone, and we all want power to light our homes, provide heat and cooling, operate cars, buses, trains, and airplanes, as well as household appliances. Power in our government leaders is great when people of high moral character exercise it for the benefit of their citizens. Power to defend their people from attackers. Power to promote a strong business climate to provide jobs for their people. Power to assist local communities in developing clean water systems for drinking and for agriculture. Still, we all know that power over the lives of people is a difficult thing to manage. The temptation, even in the best of men, is to use power to enrich oneself with the material benefits of high office. It's hard to resist, and the more power that a leader has, the greater the temptation to selfish wrongdoing. The God of the Bible and His only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for the sins of everyone who believes in Him for the forgiveness of their sins, this God is the one with all power. He is omnipotent. Best of all, since God is, by His very nature, not capable of sin or any wrongdoing, we never need to fear God using His unlimited power against us. Romans 8:28-31 reads like this, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us?" God is the unique combination of perfect love, justice, power, and sinlessness. God gives to His children, that is, people who have placed their faith and trust in Him for their hope of heaven. God gives them the power to resist sin, and God never tempts them to do wrong. James 1:13 reminds us, "Remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, 'God is tempting me.'" God is never tempted to do wrong, and He never tempts anyone else. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 informs us that God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. The power of God rescued the ancient Israelites from the slavery of the Pharaoh of Egypt. Exodus 13:3 says, "So Moses said to the people, 'This is a day to remember forever, the day you left Egypt, the place of your slavery. Today the Lord has brought you out by the power of his mighty hand.'" We must never take credit for the good things in our lives as though we accomplished anything without the power of God. Listen to this from Deuteronomy 8, verses 17 and 18. "He did all this so you would never say to yourself, 'I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy.' Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath." Here are some more examples of how God uses his power in our world. Luke 1:35, "The angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God.'" God heals the bodies of people from their diseases from time to time. Here are some examples of how God placed his power in his son Jesus and amazed people who were not expecting Jesus to have the power of God because they did not know that Jesus was and is God. Luke 4:36 reads, "And amazement came upon them all, and they began talking with one another, saying, 'What is this message? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out.'" Luke 5:17 reads, "One day he was teaching, and there were some Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present for him to perform healing." Luke 8:46 says, "But Jesus said, 'Someone did touch me, for I was aware that power had gone out of me.'" In that Bible verse, Jesus had just healed someone, and just because the ill person had touched Jesus. Jesus blessed his disciples with special power over the enemy, meaning Satan. Jesus blessed his disciples with special power over the enemy, meaning over Satan. Luke 10:19 tells us, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you." Nearing the end of time, Jesus describes what life will be like. Luke 21:26 tells us, "Men, fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." When a person is saved and becomes born again, as I hope you have, it is only by and through the power of God, even though this seems foolish to many people. In fact, the Bible tells us that in 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." The Apostle Paul went on to say in 1 Corinthians 2, 4-5, "And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." So we see that the power of God is frequently mentioned in the Bible. I believe God wants us to clearly understand that everything that is done by the power of God directly or through people being empowered by God, or that God, for his own reasons, permits Satan to do, as in the book of Job. Listen to this verse to see how dependent the Apostle Paul was on the power of God. 1 Corinthians 4:19 and 20 informs us, "But I will come, and soon, if the Lord lets me, and then I will find out whether these arrogant people just give pretentious speeches or whether they really have the power of God. For the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living by the power of God." Philippians 3:10, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death." Colossians 1:29. For this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me. Then over in Hebrews 1, verse 3, he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and he upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Then in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, seeing that his divine power has granted us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Revelation 19:1, after these things I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven, saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. To conclude this radio message today, God has given you the power to listen, and your radio has the power to play my voice to you. God made it all possible, and God has given you the faith to believe that Jesus died to take away your sins when you repent and turn your life over to Jesus. This is the essence of salvation. If you have not already done so, please surrender the will of your life to Jesus right now. And friend, believing, well, that's something that is within your power. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ. P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs, and Pastor Terry Priestap has done a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. The final Bible passage I want to leave with you is from Romans 1, verses 16 and 17, which says, I am not ashamed of the good news, which is the gospel. It is the power of God. It is the way God saves men from the punishment of their sins if they put their trust in Jesus. The good news tells us we are made right with God by faith in Him. So friends, until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship.